But I do want to take a couple of minutes visiting with a kind of friend of our show now, Sheldon Jacobson, a computer science professor at the University of Illinois. He frequently writes op-eds that appear in the Chicago Tribune. And here's one in Cranes that talks about tariffs and domestic call centers. Hi, Sheldon. Welcome back.
Good morning. Nice to be with you today.
So what's your theory about this? These are the call centers. I've got a problem with my bank or my computer. Maybe it's a service thing that you call if you're having a problem with a product, and then you know that it's somebody overseas taking that call. You are suggesting that we reshore those jobs, give those to Americans in the continental 48 or in all 50 states?
Well, offshore customer service centers are something we all experience. As you've said, you know, calling for our banking information, making a purchase, and there's a simple reason why they exist. It's much lower cost to staff them than if you staff them domestically. But they also contribute to shipping money out of the country, which means to our trade deficit. In this case, it actually reduces the surplus on our trade deficit for services. And this is a great opportunity, a low-hanging fruit, that if the president wanted to, in fact, bring money back to the United States, he can provide tariffs that will, in fact, tax the people who are creating offshore customer service centers.
Wait a minute. I don't know that I follow that. If an American company has a company in India taking the calls, if they bring those jobs to America, Americans get jobs, but they're going to make more money. Doesn't that elevate the cost of the service or the product that I've bought?
Well, there's no free lunches in this case, and you're absolutely right. It will. So there is a trade-off. So the question is, how are we going to use tariffs to be more effective in either balancing the trade between countries, or is it to provide services? And this is an example where offshore customer service centers are something that most of us prefer not to deal with. Companies use it because it's a benefit to them cost-wise, but at the same time, it is, in fact, increasing our trade deficit, at least reducing the surplus we have in services. So this is an opportunity that if the president wanted to encourage more domestic jobs, this is one way he can do it.
This would be thousands and thousands of jobs, right?
We're talking about, if you look at the Philippines alone, they have over 1 million people who work on offshore customer service centers. And the amount of money that we ship to them to pay them provides a deficit of around $10 to $13 billion. So this is a significant amount of money. Yes, at the end of the day, customers would have to pay the price. But the question is, we're already paying the price with tariffs. So this is another opportunity if you want to shift the trade imbalance to do it.
I wonder if people do. Do Americans really care about the quote-unquote trade imbalance, or do they just want to have goods available at a low price and they're convenient?
Well, when it comes to goods, they want price. Price sensitivity is such an important part for most American services, for consumers. When it comes to services, though, we want to be understood and we want it to be quick and efficient. And this is where, you know, bringing back customer service centers to the United States. Do you want to give your Social Security number and your banking information to someone in the Philippines, or would you prefer to give it to someone who's in Dallas?
This is a choice we all make. Is neither an option? I mean, I think I take that point, but I don't know how much more secure I feel giving it to somebody in Dallas or Pittsburgh or wherever. And my understanding is, and this isn't your point, but that in those call centers in India, Indonesia, the Philippines, those are coveted jobs. Those people have master's degrees. They work in air conditioning. Their families consider themselves lucky if they get that miserable work. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Yes, this is considered wonderful work overseas. However, they are grossly underpaid compared to the people in the United States. So in many ways, we are contributing to their abuse. And the question is, do we want to continue to do that?
Okay, but then I better not buy an iPhone or sneakers or athleisure wear, right?
Well, all of these companies do use offshore customer service centers, absolutely. And more
no,
are
I'm
because
just talking
of the
about
cost
the production.
Benefit.
I'm just talking about the production. If our concern was the welfare of the people who are making products for us in China or Vietnam, everything would be short in America. They're working for pennies on our dollar, a fraction of what we're, and their conditions aren't great. And we know that, right?
Well, sometimes people like to turn a blind eye to what is happening. At the end of the day, people want to pay as little as possible for what they purchase. And now, because of the tariffs being imposed, this is now shining a bright light on all of the things that we're buying. Yeah. And the net effect is, hasn't even come about. We're still kind of figuring it out.
I wonder what would happen then. So we bring these jobs back to the United States. You make it sound like there might be millions of jobs for Americans who, in your article, say might make $30 an hour. I think a lot of people would take that, sit there, answer questions, and make $30 an hour. Would I notice a cost then in an increase in the products I buy? Is there any way to calculate or know that, Sheldon?
Very difficult to do that. Ultimately, there are, you know, domestic customer service centers. It's not that they don't exist completely, especially in certain banking companies use them, as well as healthcare companies. I just had to get on a call center recently for a healthcare issue, and it was pleasant to be able to talk to someone who was in Boise, Idaho. And as a result of that, they understood me. There was no misunderstanding about what I wanted, and it was done efficiently and quickly. That was a pleasant experience.
Do you think they'll just let AI do this?
Well, chatbots do that right now, and they do provide a tremendous amount of customer service care. But when you have something which is very specific, that's when you need someone who truly understands you, and that's where I believe that American or domestic customer service centers really come into play. So AI is changing the landscape of retail and customer service. The question is, where are we going to find that sweet spot? And I believe one of the first places to look is overseas offshore customer service centers. Can we, in fact, replace them with domestic and a combination of chatbots to give American consumers really what they want?
847 texted in and said, I think this is a great idea to get these workers in the U.S. Somebody else said, though, what happens when the call center workers unionize and start making $50 an hour, pension, benefits, health care? I suppose that's on the horizon. But whatever those numbers are, your point is Americans might be more willing to pay that because the benefit, whatever the cost is, will be apparent. It'll be somebody who doesn't sound like they're overseas.
At the end of the day, what we want is value. We're willing to pay for value. And I believe that domestic customer service centers provide value.
Nice to talk to you today, Sheldon. I don't think I agree with you today, and I always do. And I know you're smarter than me, so I have to remember that. But this is an intriguing idea, and that's what you're very good at. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.